This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wechipiri kurume 29 2016.
Makaterera ku Studio 7 nefenyero yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Munotibata pa 909 AM 4930 kana pa 11605 ne 15775 kHz pa shortwave. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini Blessing Zulu ndiri muWashington DC.
Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvine zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Munyori mukuru wemDCT vaDouglas Monzora vanosungwa nemapurisa muHarare.
Hurumende inoti pane makambani mashoma ekunze kwenyika asvitsa kwairi urongwa hwawo hwekutevedzera zvinodiwa nemutemo unoendesa upfumi kuvatema.
Vechidiki veZANUPF kumanikaland vogadzirira kufora kwevanhu vanosvika miriyoni imwe chete muna Chivabvu vachiti vamugabe ngavaite mutungamiri dzamara Mwari avatora.
Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC.
Mapurisa eZimbabwe Republic Police nasi asunga munyori mukuru weMDC inotungamirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai vaDouglas Monzora padare repamusoro mushure mekunge vaMonzora vaudza vanochengetedza dare iri kuti vasadzikisira vaTsvangirai nekuti vaburitse chitupa chavo vasati vapinda mudare iri. Ivan Chifera anotipanyaya inotevera.
VaMonzora vange vachiperekedza vaTsvangirai kudare iri uko vange vachida kunonzwa nyaya iyo vakasungiswa naColonel Christopher Mayoyo avo vanoti zita ravo rakasvibiswa navaTsvangirai pamusoro pemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika yakaitika kumasvingo muna 2008. Mutauriri webato iri vaObert Gutu vaudza Studio 7 kuti vaMonzora vasungwa pamusuo weHigh Court mushure mekunge vaudza vanochengetedza dare iri kuti vange vari kudzikisira vaTsvangirai sezvo vari munhu anozivikanwa uye vaimbove mutungamiri wehurumende. VaGutu vanoti kusvika pari zvino vaMonzora vakachengetedzwa kuHarare Central Police Station uye havasati vapomerwa mhosva. Vanoti ivo semaonero avo hapana nyaya uye kusungwa kwavo kwakanangana nekuvashungurudza chete. VaMonzora vari kumirirwa naAdvocate Eric Matinenga. Hatina kuwanisa kunzwa kuna vaMatinenga kuti tinzwe kuti vaMonzora vari kupomerwa mhosva ipi. Mutauri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Cherry Charamba vati vange vachiri kutsvaga kuona kuti vaMonzora vasungirwei. Zvichakadai mutongi wedare High Court Justice Amy Tsanga vati nyaya yavaTsvangirai naColonel Mayoyo ichanzikwa musi wa14 Chikunguru gore rino. Colonel Mayoyo vari kuda kuti vaTsvangirai vavabhadhare mazana mashanu ezviuru zvemadhora sezvo vachiti vakasvibiswa zita ravo nekuvadoma kuti vainge vakurudzira kufa, kupondwa nekushungurudzwa kwevanhu mumhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika yakaitika kumasvingo muna 2008. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Vechidiki vebato reZANUPF kumanikaland vanoti vachamira nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe kusvikira vapinda muguva zvisinei nekukwegura kwavaita. Vechidiki ava vanga vari pamusangano wavaita nhasi kwaMutare vanoti vanofarira vamugabe nepamusana pehwaro hwepfungwa dzavo hwavati hunobatsira bato pamwe nenyika yose. Mutoro wedu enhaulo yedhamu moyo anoti panyaya iyi.
Mukuru anoona nezvekufambiswa kwemabasa ezvematongerwo enyika mubazi revechidiki muZANU-PF Innocent Hamandishe vaudza hutungamiriri hwevechidiki vebato iri pamahofisi ehurumende muguta nhasi kuti vanoda kuti vamugabe avo vava nemakore makumi mapfumbamwe nemaviri ekuberekwa vatonge kusvikira vapinda muguva. VaHamandishe vanoti vechidiki havanei nekukwegura kwaita vamugabe asi kuti vanoda matongero avo avanoita nekugona kutungamirira kwavo.
Vamugabe inhaka yekuti nemagenerations achaya kumashure vanogona kutombonzwawo kadimbuke utongi hwani hwavo.
VaHamandishe vaendera mberi vachiti vechidiki vose kubva kumatunhu gumi munyika vachabatana muna Chivabvu gore rino vaine chinangwa chekuratidzira rutsigiro rwavo kuna vamugabe nemudzimai wavo amai Grace Mugabe kuitira kuti varambe vari panyanga. VaHamandishe vanoti pamusi uyu uyo usati wozivikanwa vachada kuti pange paine vechidiki vanopfuura miriyoni imwe chete vachafuura muguta reHarare vachiratidza rutsigiro rwavo kuna vamugabe.
Ministers are going, but 1 million march. I see them a minute. They are moving. You have done a jagge. You are the Saranani, Nahu, Child of Excellence Zawia. My youth is Zawia Panapa. I'm running into a family. The Jacob Woods, everything is a new one. I did it. Who pressed the Yawan, they were new. I'll go on up with a Jagga guy that was sick. What is the foot end? Constitute about 65-70% the population. Youth yega yega in a president of Panyana. But in number one, for 70% of the population, we want to join the cash. What is going to be in the world?
Vatiwo mamwe matambudziko ari kusangana nevamwe vechidiki vakawanda kumatunhu akasiyana-siyana munyika inyaya yehumbimbindoga kubva kumakurukota ehurumende anovamirira mapazi yakasiyana-siyana ehurumende. Vanoti zvichemo izvi zvekuti makurukota mamwe ehurumende asiri kuvabatsire amiswe mabasa achataurwa pamusangano uyu wavachaita navamugabe apo vanenge vakokorodza vechidiki vanopfuura miriyoni imwe chete muHarare. Sachigaro vechidiki mudunhu reManicaland mubato reZANU-PF vamubuso Chinguno vanoti vacharamba vakamira nemutungamiriri webato iri nguva dzose kunyangwe mubato iri muine makakatanwa ekuda kubvisa vamugabe pamasimba. Asi imwe nhengo yeMDC inotungamirirwa navaMorgan Tsvangirai vaAngirai Mutungura vanoti vechidiki ava havachina gwara renyika rekushandura mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika sezvo vamugabe vapererwa nemazano. Vechidiki veZANU-PF ava vari kuita musangano wavo wedunhu nemusi wesvondo muguta Mamutare nechinangwa chekuparura urongwa hwekuunganidza vechidiki vachaenda kunofora vari miriyoni muna Chivabvu gore rino kuHarare vachipa rutsigiro kuna vamugabe. Ndakamirira Studio 7 Mamutare, ndini Loida Moyo.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwao vanoti hurumende haisi kuzodududza pachirongwa chekuendesa upfumi kuvatema icho chave kushorwa nevakawanda munyika. Dare remakurukota rinoti makambani ose panosvika musi wa1 kubvumbi anofanira kunge apa hurumende magwaro anoratidza kuti achaita sei kuzadzikisa mutemo wekuti vatema vawane zvikamu 51 kubva muzana zvemakambani evekunze. Hurumende inonzi haisi kufarawo kuti hapana makambani ati aisa mari muhomwe yeempowerment levy yakaumbwa navazhuwawo yekuti vaise zvikamu 10 kubva muzana zvemari yavanowana pagore rega rega. Sachigaro wesangano reZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association vaChris Mutsvangwa avo vakadzingwa kuvagurukota vanoti havatenderani nehurumende nedanho rekukanzura maresinesi iri. Bepanhau reNewsday rinoti vamutsvangwa vakati vacharwisa chirongwa ichi vachiti chinopfumisa vashoma. sangano revashandi reZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions rakatonyorawo tsamba kuna vazhuwawo svondo rapera richiti chirongwa chavo kukokera mhepo wakatakura mamera mutswanda vachiti makambani achavharwa vanhu voshaya kwekushanda. Mabhanga anokweretesa mari pasi rose akaita seIMF neWorld Bank akatiwo mutemo wekuendesa upfumi kuvatema uyu unofanira kugadziriswa nekuti uri kukanganisa vekunze vanoda kuvamba mabhizinisi muZimbabwe. Mukuzeya nyaya iyi tabata vazhuwawo avasimbisa kuti mutemo ngautevedzerwe.
Munhu anenge atanga kambani yake anofanirwa kunge aiteedzera mutemo wenyika. Kana asingateedzere mutemo wenyika haafanirwa kunge aine license rekuti aoperate business iroro. Saka izvi zvinenge zvaakwaari, ndiye muridzi webusiness, chasara kwaari kufuga kana kuwaridza. Asi ini semaonero angu, vanhu vanotanga mabhizimusi vazhinji vachona vanotanga mabhizimusi kuti vaite mari. Asi vanozova kuti patiri kuita mari tinofanira kunge tichiteedzera mitemo.
Saka imimi segurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema, pane zvamuri kuita here kuti munge muchishandawo nevamwe vasiri kunyatsonzwisisa kuti zviri kufamba sei ivo vemakambana?
Aiwa, zvandati ndoita ndati mangwana na 8 o'clock kuJacaranda Room yekuRainbow Towers Hotel ndinenge ndiripo kana paine vanenge vaine vachida kuvhunza kuti ko mutemo wakamira sei, ndinenge ndava kuvaratidza kuti verenga musection yakati kana kuti verenga section yakati kuti vanatsonzwisisa mutemo. Pane kuti vaite zviye zvekuita zvekutumidzira mumwe munhu kuti anonzwisisa, handiti vakuru vanoti inonzi chii, imbira yakashaya muswe pamusana pekuita sei,
pekutumira.
Pekutumira. Saka kana iwe uchizivo ane kambani kuti ngaasatumire. Asi chimwe chandiruda kuti ndiwedzere ndechekuti panyaya yemutemo pachapiwa notice yekuti license richakanzurwa, minister, line minister, anofanirwa kunge achiudzawo futi interested third parties anobata zvakare vashandi vemakambani yayo kuti kambani yamuri kushandira iyi haisina license rekuti iite sei, iite basa rairi kuita. Ini kana ndiri mushandi wekambani yakadaro ndinobva ndatomhanya kune maboka anomirira vashandi kuti aiwa please ndibatsirewo, because vanhu vari kurana kambani yandiinaro indururani dziri kuda kuti ndishaye basa. Saka ibva ematoita vobva vatonogadziridza kuti chii vashandi vakwanise kuwana, kana ichinzi ipackage ka vakwanise kuwana package ipapo, nokuti kambani iyoyoyo kana isina business rekuti irambe ichiita business rarinoita ichangoramba iine midziyo yayo iyoyoyo inenge isingashandi.
Gurukota rinoona nezvekuendeswa kweupfumi kuvatema vaPatrick Zhuwawo vari parunare muHarare.
Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC.
Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika.
Murume anonzi anga apamba ndege muEgypt akaimanikidza kumhara muCyprus asungwa uye vanhu vanga vaiswa muhunhapwa varegedzwa. Mutauriri wehurumende yemuCyprus atumira mashoko padandemutande reTwitter achiti vanhu vanga vari mundege kusanganisira vashandi vayo vapenyu vose.
Apo chikwata cheBoko Haram chakapinda mumusha wemudunhu reBono State ava John Ali vakatsvaga pekupotera. Mushure memakore maviri vaAli varogara mutangwena iri kugara vamwe vanhu vakatiza kurwiswa neBoko Haram. Nzvimbo iyi iri mugoza rinova guta guru reMaidiguru. Sezvo vasina mari uye vasina mabasa, vaAli vanogara mutangwena iyi zuva rose, mazuva ose vachidya chikafu kaviri pazuva chavanopiwa nesangano rinobatsira. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri pamuzinda weVoice of America uri muWashington DC.
Zara inonzi yatotanga kupfunya chisero mudunhu remashonaland East zvichitevera kusanaya kwakanaka kwemvura mwaka uno. Kana zvinhu zvakanaka, nguva ino ndiyo nguva ingadai vanhu vaikurarama nechibage chemumunda, asi vazhinji mudunhu iri zvikuru kumatunhu anoti Uzumba, Maramba Pfungwe, Mudzi nemutoko, ruzhinji runonzi haruna kuwana kana mabva mumunda. Munyori anoona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa muboka remadzimai mubato reMDCT mudunhu reMashonaland East muzvare Edna Muswe vanoti dambudziko renzara riri kunyanya kuwedzera nenyaya yekuti utungamiri hwezano PF mudunhu iri huri kunyima vatsigiri veMDCT chikafu chiri kufanirwa kunge chichipiwa vanhu vakatarisana nenzara. Muzvare Muswe vanoti ivo nenhengo dzebato ravo muuzumba mavanogara vari kunyimwa chikafu vachinzi vaende kunopiwa nemutungamiri webato ravo vamogen tsvangirai. Vanoti dzimwe mhuri dzave kutorarama nemichero yesango pamwe nederere remusango. Taedza kubata mumiriri wedunhu reuzumba muparamende vasimba neuta mudarikwa vezano PF kuti tinzwe divi ravo panyaya iyi, asi vati titaure navo mangwana. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yataita namuzvare Muswe.
Takatarisana nenyaya yenzara kuno kwandiri kutaura ndiri kuno kuuzumba. Dambudziko ririko kuno uku idambudziko guru rekuti vanhu vari kufa nenzara, vari kuchema chema nekuda kwenzara, nekuti mvura yedu haina kunaya zvakanaka gore rino. Nekudaro nekufanaya kwayakaita ikoko, tiri panyaya dzekupiwa kwechikafu, kutambiswa kwokuita vanhu chikafu, kuri kushandiswa nzira dzepolitics kunyanyanyanya na MP nechikwata chavo chemakantri nemachiyaneni avo ezanupf. Tingangoti paizvino izvi vakatanga kutora vakuru vakwegura kubato rezanupf vachivanyora kupachikafu. Saka pakuserekta kwavanenge vachiita ikoko, vanenge vachiserekta vezanushet vemdc vanenge vachitongofara vaine nzara. Kansera wevadhitorufu nenyamhara wodi anotoshandisa slogan yake yaanoshandisa achiti iye mombe inoyamwa pamombe. Saka imi maMDC munononoo kana tsvangirai. Saka nekudaro vanhu vanobva vatokanganisika zvizhinji.
Saka imi bato renyu matanho apa hariri kutorawo kuti zvigadziriswe.
Isu bato renyu vakaenda tinogara musangano naatsvangirai vakataura kuchizoti chikafu munofanirwa kuti mupiwe chiri kubva kuhurumende, nekuti even chikafu ichocho takachibatsiranawo kuti tichitsvage chikafu chii ichocho. Saka kana imi muchinge maenda patiroposiwa chikafu ichocho, imini wanai chekutaura mukwanisa kuti mupese mupiwo chikafu ichocho. Saka parizvinezvi hapana chatichaitika.
Ko vemasangano anobatsirawo pamwe nemakereke vari kukwanisawo here kubatsira nechikafu zvisingaende nekune vezvematongerwo enyika?
Izvo zviri kuitika samother areas kukuno kuuzumba zvisati zvaitika, havasati vauya vaichimbouya vepension care. Saka parizvinezvi havasati vapinda muwanhu kuti vachitangiwo kupa wanhu, asi avo kana vachingowambouya vechristian care vanochisanganisa munhu wese vezanu kana muMDC, nekuti vanochinyora vega vasingatauri, asi gore rino havasati vatanga.
Avanga vari munyori anoona nezvekurongwa kwemabasa muboka remadzimai mubato reMDCT mudunhu reMashonaland East muzvare Edna Muswe vari parunare kuuzumba neStudio 7.
Mutungamiri wehurumende yeJapan vaShinzo Abe varumbidza mutungamiri weZimbabwe vaRobert Mugabe semutungamiri ane udzamu muAfrica. Mashoko aya anonzi akabuda muhurukuro dzavo nezuro dzekusimbaradza kudyidzana kwenyika dzavo. VaMugabe vanonzi vakati zvakakosha kuti Japan ibatsire mukutsigira danho ravaMugabe neAfrica yose rekuona kuti United Nations Security Council yavandudzwa. Vaviri ava vanonzi vakawirirana kuti vachaita chirwirangwe mukuona kuti Security Council yavandudzwa. MuSecurity Council mune nyika shanu dzinozviita zvidziva zvepo dzinoti America, Britain, Russia, China neFrance. VaMugabe vakakokwa kuJapan navaAbe pamberi pemusangano wechitanhatu weJapan International Conference on African Development uchaitirwa muKenya muna Nyamavhuvhu.
Zvimwe zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe nemhuri dzazvo zvakaita rombo rakanaka nezuro rekucherechedza zuva rekupedzisira rezoro reEaster kumuzinda weWhite House muWashington DC, uku kwaive nemitambo yeEaster Egg Roll yaikokerwa nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBarack Obama nemudzimai wavo amai Michelle Obama. Mhuri dzinosvika zviuru makumi matatu nezvishanu dzakapinda mulotari yekuwana mukana wekuenda kuchiitiko ichi chekupedzisera pasi pehurumende yava Barack Obama. Muzvare Doreen Taderera nemwana wavo mukomana Anthony vamwe avo vakawana mukana wekuuye pachiitiko ichi. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yaitwa naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 naMuzvare Taderera.
Zvakatora 2 months since November, that's when we entered, and then takanzwa later on, and then atatiri pagedhi all we had to do was present my ticket edu, and that's all. And Django went through security, with security at White House, and that's it. Nentango pinzwachete, benamkati.
Sechi zvarwa cheZimbabwe wataura iwe kuti mwana akazvarwa nguva apo President Obama vachange vachangopinda muhofisi. Iye anonyatsoziva here zviri kuitika kana kuti zvakamira sei paakasvika ikoko kuWhite House?
Anga asingazive zviri kuitika, but patakasvika, that's when he said to be panapa, because takamboenda kuWhite House before, you know, for my fireworks and just to sightsee. So ari kuona tiri kupinda mugedhi meWhite House, ari kuti zviri kufamba sei, tiri kuitei kunoku, madini apera mati tiri kuenda kunodya lunch, tiri kuitei panapa. Saka anga achiziva kuti Obama anogara panapa, because ndiye ega president anoziva since he was born.
Mwana anonzani uyezve imi semaonero enyu achazokwanisa here kuzoziva mune ramangwana kuti makamboenda naye iko kuWhite House uko?
Yeah, anonzi Anthony. I don't remember kuti, yeah, you know, the kind of White House for Easter egg roll. Takatora ma picture awanda tine egg ratura vanotipa kuti to commemorate the event, tine, you know, even my tattoos tichinawo right now. Angazingade kugeza tattoo yake na saka ya anotaura shamuri tsake. Yeah, he'll definitely remember. I'm very glad that my video and my picture tinawo.
Makawana mukana wekuona ivo President Obama here nemudzimai wavo amai Michelle Obama?
Unfortunately, no, hatina kumbovaona. I think time slot yatakapiwa yanga iri year later, saka I think maybe wangu atoneta, because I know kuti wangu ari out there, saka hatina kumbotoita chance yekuvaona edu. But zviripo hazvo, because tatiri kubackyard kwavo, saka zviri nani. It was a good feeling at least.
Avanga vari Muzvare Doreen Taderera vachitaura naMavelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 vari muWashington DC.
Sangano rinomirira vadzidzi vezvikoro zvepamusoro-soro reZinasu rinoti riri kugamuchira nemufaro kuparurwa kwekirinika yakanangana nevadzidzi vane utachiwana weHIV kuMidland State University. Chirongwa ichi chakaparurwa mazuva mashoma apfuura nesangano reNational AIDS Council. Midland State University ndechimwe chezvikoro zvepamusoro-soro munyika zvinonzi zvine kupararira kwakanyanya kweutachiwana weHIV. Munyori mukuru weZinasu vaRuzivishe Makomborero vaudza mutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7 kuti vadzidzi vakawanda vave kuita zvechipfambi kuitira kuti vawane mari yekurarama sezvo upfumi hwenyika husina kumira zvakanaka.
Vana vechisikana vazhinji vari kuzotorwa nevanenge vane mari vava kushandisiwa. Ivo vanenge vachida kuti vawane ramani kuti vakwanise kudzidza. Ava vanenge vachionawo mukana wevanhu vari kutambira vanoshandisikawo nyore. Zvino zvirikonzeresa kupararira kwezvigwere neutachiona zvakanyanya zvisingaiti. Ende vana vechikoro vekukati avo vaaita vaimainda zvinarisinawo relationship vadaya nevanhu vamwe vanga nezvigwere vachida kuwana upindiso kuoma kwakaita zvinyika medu. Vanozouyawo vatapurirawo vamwe vavo kuchikoro vechirume. Ende vechirumewo vari asvibitika kukombisa chezvikwanika chete even nechirume vava kuitawo zvepabonde kuti vaone kurarama. Saka kupararira kweutachiona kwanyanya zvirinoita dambudziko guru zvekuti chidanho chatobva nerenational aid council pakuisa kliniki inenge ichipa vana vechikoro kliniki yakanyanya kunangana nevana vechikoro kuti vawane maantiretroviral. Chinhu chakanaka zvikuru chatinotenda zvikuru.
Semaonero enyu vaMakomborero, dambudziko iri ringapedzwa sei?
Tikatarisana nevazhinji vari kupinda mudambudziko iri, munhu anenge ashayiwa mari yechikoro, munhu anenge ashayiwa zvekugara, munhu anenge ashayiwa mari yekutenga mabhuku, munhu anenge ashayiwa mari yezvinhu zviri bhesiki zvinonzi zvekudumburedu remutemo zvinofanirwa kunge zvichipuhwa nehurumende. Saka zvikakwanisa kugadzirisika, tinenge tafamba mutunhu mukuru pakufanira kumisa kupararira kwezvirwere izvi. Chipiri, tinongoita makuita emapurogiramu eeducation esexual reproductive health.
VaHaruzi Veshe Makomborero ndivo munyori mukuru weZinasu vanga vachitaura vari parunhare neStudio 7 vari muHarare naMutungamiri Nkomo.
Munhau dzedu dzemitambo. Kungave zvakone kupemberera mumutambo wenhabvu muZimbabwe mushure mekunge maWarriors akunda Swaziland neZuro. Asi vamwe vanoti Zimbabwe haisati yasvika panguva yekuti ifarisise. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotipa nyaya iyi.
Nhoroondo yemutambo wenhabvu inoratidza iyo kuti Zimbabwe yakawana mikana yakadai yakawanda pamakore gumi apfuura, asi ikazotadza kuenda kumakundano eAfrica Cup of Nations. Izvi zvakaitika muna 1992, 1994 pamwe ne2014, apo Zimbabwe yakadamburwa neAngola mushure mekunge yaida mangange chete kuti iende kumakundano anounganidza zvikwata zvinorura muAfrica. Mungororo wezvemutambo wenhabvu vaIvan Zigwere vanoti vanhu vemuZimbabwe vasafarisise sezvo pari zvino Zimbabwe isati yakwanisa kuenda kuma2017 Africa Cup of Nations kunyange zvayo yakarova Swaziland 4-0 nemuvhuro.
Vanhu hatifani kufarisisa nokuti takawina against Swaziland, because ndinogona kungoenda any other way aditi apa tifanira kutonyatsosimba zvikuru stereki kuti tese tirove chimalawu yacho nekandi kuti tiqualify.
Izvi zvakatsimirwawo zvekare nemutungamiri wevatambi vemaWarriors Willard Katsande, uyo anoti pachiri negomo rinoda kudarikwa rinosanganisa mitambo miviri iyo Zimbabwe ichatamba kuti ikwanise kuenderera mberi.
Tichida kutamba magame maviri kuti tione kuti taqualify.
Katsande anoti pari kuda kuti vatambi vanotungamira pamwe nevatsigiri venhabvu vabatane kuti pabude chinhu chimwe chete kuitira kuti chikwata ichi chinoungana nevamwe kuGabon munandira muna 2017.
Tinoda kuramba takaunganidza chikwata chatinacho, tirambe tichichengeta nemwazvo, nekuti nevanotitungamira vange vachitungamira zvakanaka, nevanotisapota vange varamba vachitisapota zvakanaka, tinozvikudza chaizvo.
Asi zvakamira zvakadai, vaMathias Kufandirimbwa, avo vanosanganisa vatsigiri venhabvu pamwe nevanotungamira mutambo uyu munyika, vanoti semaonero avo Zimbabwe yaveko kuGabon ikoko.
Tiri kuenda kuchikamu cheAfrica Cup of Nations nokuti Malawi paichauya kuno tichairova, tozoenda kuGuinea pamwe tichanowana draw.
Pari zvino Zimbabwe iri pamusorosoro pegungano reGroup L ine mapoints masere, ichiteverwa neSwaziland iyo ine mapoints mashanu. Malawi neGuinea idzo dziri kusangana nhasi manheru dzine mapoints maviri maviri. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu The Connection na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa dambudziko reHIV muzvikoro zvepamusoro-soro.
Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext messages panamba dzinoti 1-202-465-0318 muchitudza namba dzenyu kuita kuti tigokufonerai.
Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare misoro yenhau dzanhasi.
Munyori mukuru weMTCT vaDouglas Monzora vanosungwa nemapurisa.
Hurumende inoti pane makambani mashoma ekunze kwenyika asvitsa kwairi urongwa hwavo hwekutevedzera zvinodiwa nemutemo unoendesa upfumi kuvatema.
Pamutambo weAfrica Nations Cup watambwa nhasi, Guinea yakunda Malawi 2-1.
tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana anokuonekai nemufaro ndini Jonga Kandemiri ndiri muWashington DC
neni wenyu Blessing Zulu ndichiti murare zvakanaka vateereri tokusiyai mina Chris Kande na Marvelous Mhlanganya uye munhau dzechirungu.
Thank you, Jonga, and Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, March 29th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe's indigenization minister has vowed that there is no going back on plans by government to cancel licenses of foreign firms that fail to comply with the April 1st deadline.
Police arrest MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora.
ZANU-PF youth planning a million march. ZANU-PF youth planning a million march say President Robert Mugabe should rule until he dies.
And some lucky Zimbabwean families yesterday joined the United States' first family when it hosted its last Easter roll at the White House.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
Indigenization Minister Patrick Juao has vowed that there is no going back on plans by government to cancel licenses of foreign firms that fail to comply with the cabinet's April 1st deadline to submit their Black Empowerment Compliance Plans. The country's empowerment law states that at least 51% of the shares of every company and any other business should be owned by indigenous Zimbabweans. Government is also bitter that foreign companies have spent Joao's directive to contribute 10% of their annual earnings to the proposed empowerment levy. But criticism of the government's plans is increasing. War veterans leader Chris Mutswangwa, who was recently booted out of cabinet, is quoted in the Newsday newspaper as saying his organization will resist plans to nationalize companies and loot the country's resources. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions has also written a letter to Joao protesting the threat to close companies, saying he's leading the nation towards a slippery slope. The International Monetary Fund has also called on the government to clarify the OPEC law that many say is driving away foreign investors. In an exclusive interview with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu, Joao says government will continue with its plans and said he has personally organized an indigenization clinic for those who have queries.
I have not even bothered to check with line ministries in terms of what the progress is. But however, what has then been transpiring is that there have been a number of companies that have been seeking clarity on a lot of issues, some of which are downright lies in terms of what they have been told about the Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Act, Chapter 1433. Some of those lies have actually come from institutions such as yours, which are the media, that have been misleading companies. So what I have resolved to do, I was requested by one of the companies to conduct an indigenization compliance clinic where companies that feel that they are affected come in to just get a few pointers directly from myself as the minister responsible for administering that act. To say, look, this is what the act says and these are the options that are available to each and every company in terms of the legislation.
So when is this indigenization clinic likely to begin?
Well, we will begin tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
How many companies have registered so far?
No, it's a walk-in clinic, you know, just like a clinic, my brother, if you've got a toothache, you go to the clinic and you say, I have a toothache, and then the doctor says, look, you need aspirin or whatever it is that you need. And if your ailment is of a bigger nature, then the doctor says, look, I really cannot assist you. You need to go to a specialist.
You said there are certain companies that fall under the threshold that the government is looking at. If you can give examples.
My brother, you've got General Notice 114 of 2011, General Notice 459 of 2011, and then General Notice 280 of 2012. Those set the thresholds sector by sector.
We have had concerns, Honorable Minister, from the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, who an organization that says it has written a letter to you, and also the war veterans faction led by Mr. Mchangwa, saying that the route that the government is taking is wrong.
Well, first, no, with all due respect to the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, it's not them that I'm laughing at. The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, I've just had an interview with a journalist who showed me the letter that was written by the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. So I believe the letter is in the post. But I will engage with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions. But I don't want to engage with the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions in the media.
Turning to Mr. Mchangwa.
Mr. Mchangwa, Honorable Mchangwa, I think let's use his title appropriately. Honorable Mchangwa was a member of cabinet, and having been a member of cabinet, he knows the processes of cabinet.
That was Indigenization Minister Patrick Zhuwao speaking there with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.
ZANU-PF youth said to be aligned to a faction of the party known as Generation 40 or G40 are planning a million men march to show support for President Robert Mugabe. They are vowing to stand by Mr. Mugabe despite his advanced age. Our correspondent Lloyd Amoyo reports from Mutare.
The youths are planning to join others in May to stage what they term a million men march in solidarity with President Mugabe. They are believed to be G40 members who allegedly want First Lady Grace Mugabe to succeed her husband. The other faction, allegedly led by Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa, is backed by war veterans of the 1970s War of Liberation. The youths who gathered in the eastern border city today to make the necessary arrangements for the proposed march said they are geared for the public event to prove they are fully behind the 92-year-old leader who has ruled Zimbabwe since independence in 1980. Their representative, ZANU-PF Youth League political commissar Innocent Amandishe, said they want Mr. Mugabe to rule until he dies.
Our main aim on the 1 million men march is to show the president that we are fully behind him. We want him to be our president for life, and those that do not agree are free to go to ZEC and remove their names there or vote otherwise.
Amandishe further noted that they are being used as political tools by some cabinet ministers. He said this can only stop if they are economically empowered.
Our youths have suffered enough, and we will ensure that ministers that are not doing their work are named and shamed. Come that day, we'll meet the president on the Million Men March.
The youths that were in the city are planning to hold a rally on Sunday in the eastern border city ahead of the march in May. Each province is expected to provide at least 100,000 young people for the event. Acting ZANU-PF Manicaland Provincial Youth League Chairperson Mobuso Chinguno said they have been let down by ministers in the province, as most youths do not have land, stands in urban areas, and are left out of state projects. They said they have not yet benefited from the diamond-rich Manicaland province. President Mugabe recently claimed that Zimbabwe could have lost about $15 billion in potential diamond revenue due to lack of transparency in the mining of the gems. Chinguno said this is unacceptable, as part of the proceeds were meant to benefit local youths.
We only have Shipinge, Shimanimani, Mutare, and Rusape. the whole areas, their rural areas, where there are a lot of marginalized youths, where there are a lot of disadvantaged youths. So our point is to have those youths who defend the party, who stand by the party 24/7, to benefit from the government availed programs, like they should get affordable stands, they should get decent housing, they should also get land to benefit from the government's progressive land reform program.
The youths are expected to raise funds for the transportation of ZANU-PF activists to the so-called Million Men March in Harare. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.
Police today arrested MDCT Secretary General Douglas Muonzura outside the High Court in central Harare after he questioned security details at the court for demanding that party leader Morgan Tsvangirai should produce his national identity document before entering the premises, as he's a former prime minister and a very important person or VIP. Our correspondent Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Tsvangirai was due to appear in court where he was facing a $500,000 defamation case filed by National Army Colonel Christopher Mayoyo over the 2008 political violence in Mashingo Province. Mayoyo is suing the former prime minister for allegedly stating that the army officer was involved in the murder and torture of opposition political activists in the 2008 elections. According to MDC spokesperson Obet Gutu, Muonzura told the security details that it was demeaning to ask the former prime minister to produce his ID when he's a VIP. He said Muonzura was then arrested and taken to Harare Central Police Station, where he is still detained. Gutu said he believed Muonzura has no case to answer. Muonzura is being represented by former Constitutional Affairs Minister, Advocate Eric Matinenga, who could not be reached for comment. Police spokesperson, Senior Assistant Commissioner Chet Charamba, said she was yet to check the facts relating to Monzora's arrest. Meanwhile, Justice Emi Tsanga has postponed Tsvangirai's trial to 14 July. Colonel Mayoyo claims in his defamation case that Tsvangirai allegedly restated that he was responsible for the murder, torture and harassment of opposition political activists in Mashingo Province in 2008. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.
Some lucky Zimbabwean families who won the White House Easter Egg Roll Lottery joined the United States' first family yesterday when it hosted its last Easter roll. Doreen Taderera and her son Anthony joined 35,000 other people on the south lawn of the White House for games, storytelling, and the traditional egg roll held annually. This year's theme was Let's Celebrate. Taderera says she entered the lottery a few months ago and was surprised to have won. Another Zimbabwean, Robin Travers, and her daughter also won the lottery and were at the event. Despite security threats that delayed the event yesterday, Taderera tells Studio 7 her son Anthony was inspired by the visit.
Actually, it was my friend's idea. She actually has her own family, so she said that, you know, she'll enter, and then if she wins, she'll give the other adult ticket to me, and if I enter and win, and she'll actually get my adult ticket. So we actually entered at the same time with the agreement that, you know, we both, let's say, hooked each other up if we win. So I ended up winning the lottery, let's say, and I ended up, you know, keeping my word, and she came with me.
Tell us, what was that experience like, especially for your son? How old is he and how did he receive just being at the White House?
Yeah, he's 8 years old And actually, we didn't tell him until we were walking around the gates, close to the gates. He's like, where are we going? Because, you know, like during the weekend, we had a trip. And then over there, they were doing Easter egg hunting and all that stuff. He saw the kids doing it and was like, oh, why didn't I do this? Why didn't we do this? So basically, I just told him, well, you know what? Maybe it'll come soon. So I didn't tell him that we're going to the White House until we actually reached there. And he said, what are we doing here? So he was super excited and he was shocked at Sina as well. So the experience was pretty great. I mean, we had to wait for a while, but he didn't mind. He was just game because he knew he was going to be by the White House. And it's like almost every child's dream to just be in the White House by the lawn and play around over there and do some interesting, cool things. So he was really, really excited.
And what were some of the interesting, cool things that he got to do? And also, did you actually get to see the First Lady and President Barack Obama?
Oh, unfortunately not. They were actually not there. Basically, interesting things that we had to do. We took pictures, and then we played games, and we saw interesting animals. And also, he actually did the egg roll. We missed the egg hunt, though, by a couple of minutes because there was a commotion going on at the Capitol Hill.
That was Zimbabwean Doreen Taderera speaking to us from Washington, D.C.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Coming up,
some business entities promote the use of renewable energy in Zimbabwe.
But first, we take a look at regional and international news.
An Egyptian man who hijacked a passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus was arrested Tuesday following a tense six-hour standoff.
The campaign manager for Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump has been charged with simple battery over an incident in which he is alleged to have grabbed a news reporter at a campaign event in Florida.
Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspects, Islamic militias, in a major crackdown in connection with Sunday's suicide bombing in Lahore that killed at least 72 people, many of them Christians, celebrating Easter.
A new U.S. political survey shows Republican voters continue to favor billionaire real estate mogul Donald Trump for the party's presidential nomination by a wide margin over his two remaining challengers, while the Democratic contest between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has narrowed.
And embattled Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff may find herself one step closer towards impeachment and removal from office today. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
A consortium of business entities is promoting the use of renewable energy in Zimbabwe by encouraging people to use solar energy. Transformative Communications Consultancy says the government should be spearheading the use of solar energy because the majority of people are far from the power grid, yet the country experiences sunshine almost throughout the year. We reached a spokesperson, Useni Sbanda, who says they are currently in talks with a South African company that will provide expertise and technical support for those who want to use renewable energy, especially solar energy.
According to research that has been done by various organizations, they've proved that up to 65% to 75% of the country is off-grid, which means they have no access to electricity. So there is a very big market for solar. But of course, the question has been, how come that market has not been tapped? As I speak now, there are more than 26 companies that are marketing solar, you know, selling and buying solar and so forth, but they failed to penetrate the market. And the simple reason has been that there's not been enough publicity and awareness that has been carried out on the products of solar, on the use of solar, so that people have a lot of awareness. I think what has happened, unfortunately, has been the negative publicity that has occurred, because most people buy cheap products in terms of solar off the streets. As a result, those solar products do not last for a long time. And people then have a very negative attitude towards solar. And this is what we've been trying to reverse, to make people to be aware that you can buy quality solar that can last you for many, many, many years.
But by your own reckoning, do you think that people are warming up towards buying solar panels?
Yes, I think they are. For instance, we're working with various companies, you know, and we could record data last year, a greater part of last year, and we realized a rise in terms of sales. For instance, solar geysers, we realized a raise also in terms of solar panels. I think that is why it has been so important to try and get quality products on the market in terms of solar. I think people would have a huge appetite for that and would actually buy solar if they can see that it is working. The challenge has been the high cost. And one way to deal with that would be to increase the market size. You would want that at least 40% or 50% of the country to start buying and getting solar. That will dramatically lower the prices. And also government itself, it has been responsible for this poor uptake in terms of its laws. It's very difficult to import solar products into the country because some of them are charged at the border. While in its statutes, the government has promised that it will not charge solar products, but in practice, that is not what they are doing. And so it becomes expensive to land it here.
Do you see any negative attitude towards the use of solar? And if so, why?
I think the results where the negative attitude and behavioral trend in terms of people buying solar has come from has mostly been from the poor quality of products that flood the market. I mean, like now if you go in Bulawayo on the streets, in Lopengula Street, people are selling. In Rankin, people are selling. But all those products are very poor quality, what is referred as Jingjong quality products, which means people are not given the right battery sizes, the right panels, and they don't work for a long time. So people have developed a very negative attitude towards solar because they don't realize that a quality solar product will last you for more than 10 years or even more. So I think the issue is we have to change that negative attitude. And that can only happen through a broad and wide public awareness, but also bringing into the market quality products.
That was Useni Zwanda, the spokesman for the transformative communications consultancy firm. He spoke to Studio 7 on the line from Bulawayo.
Amid concerns of a growing rate of new HIV infections at tertiary institutions, the National AIDS Council in Gweru has set up an antiretroviral therapy dispensing site at Midlands State University. Health experts say there has been an overall decline in HIV prevalence in Zimbabwe, but have raised concern over the high HIV rates amongst adolescents and youths. Tatenda Songore, Director of Youth Advocates Zimbabwe, explains to reporter Tatenda Gumbo some of the key factors in the HIV infection rates.
So what it means is they are not well equipped to deal with such issues like negotiating for sex, especially for girls who are going to tertiary institutions, for boys, issues around how to negotiate with the girls. If they are dating, they can't actually negotiate on issues or on sex issues. And also, if you look at how the economic situation in the country is driving young people to extremes, especially the most vulnerable to jail child, because if you move into a tertiary institution and don't have the access to adequate resources, you don't have even accommodation, what it means is you're going to be cohabiting, you're going to be looking for someone who will be supporting with the food, you're going to be looking for someone who will be supporting the transport, and other the basic needs of a girl child.
You spoke that your organization is working on a program to assist tertiary institutions when it comes to these issues. How will that program work?
We recently launched a youth helpline
that integrates SMS calls and texts to reach to young people. In this particular plan, what it does is young people are able to SMS and they can talk to a trained counselor who speaks in confidence, then with clear confidentiality issues, and then they can ask issues around sexuality, where to access services. You link them to a message provider. If they don't know what to access, maybe condoms, they don't know what to access, even ARVs, we link them to the next message provider. And then we track if they're accessing the services.
That was Tatenda Songore, Director of Youth Advocates Zimbabwe, speaking to Studio 7's Tatenda Gumbo.
The hunger situation in Mashonaland East is worsening, with more families surviving on wild fruits and sometimes 1 meal a day. According to Mashonaland East Women's Assembly Provincial Organizing Secretary Edna Muswe, the situation is being worsened by the politicization of food distribution in the province by ZANU-PF leaders. She says opposition party members are being denied food aid. Studio 7 tried to get a comment from Uzumba Member of Parliament Simbaneuta Mudarikwa of ZANU-PF, but he told Studio 7 to call him tomorrow. But Muswe tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri she does not see many families pulling through to September this year if nothing is done to address the food distribution issue.
Here in Uzumba and Mashonaland East province, people are suffering from hunger because of shortage of rain in this season. We are traveling very long distance to fetch water in boroughs and dams. The distribution of food aid is very poor. They use political strategies to distribute food. They first selected ZANU-PF elders, but those from MDC are suffering from hunger without anything to eat. They say cows suck milk from cows, and you must suck your milk from Tsangrai. That is food slogan. These days, we are a little bit safe because they are accusing each other. You are Gamatok, you are Gamatok.
So what is your party doing to try and address this issue?
Our party told us that you must have to say your rights when they are distributing that food.
What about non-governmental organizations? Are they helping with any food?
These days, they are not distributing any food. They are not yet.
That was MDCT Mashonaland East Women's League Organizing Secretary Edna Muswe on the line from Uzumba in Mashonaland East Province with reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Tonight, our host of The Youth Connection will be talking to listeners and experts about HIV cases in colleges and universities. If you wish to join the discussion, give us a call at 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077.
We're going out in style with the music there of Bob Nesta Mali, Exodus. What did we have tonight, Miss Marvelous?
Now to recap on tonight's top stories. Zimbabwe's indigenization minister has vowed that there is no going back on plans by government to cancel licenses of foreign firms that fail to comply with the April 1st deadline.
ZANU-PF youth are planning a million men march, say President Mugabe should rule until he dies.
And police arrest MDCT Secretary General Douglas Munzora.
That's it for tonight. Now, please don't go away. Stand by as Ndebele News is coming up, hosted by yours truly, Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 29 Mbimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Alingali tshona njani izilukandaba mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
umuntu obizwe ekoti ubaba uthangirayi wake waba ngu-prime minister welizwe lasezimbabwe, njalo lelungelo lokuthi ahlonitshwe nanxa angasesengu-prime minister. So umuntu angabotshelwa khonokho.
Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Munzura ubotshwa lamhla eHarare ngemva kokukhonona ngokuhlukuluzwa kamongameli webandla lakhe umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai emthethwandaba we-High Court.
Wakhangela information yethu ukuthi iza njani kubalimi isuka kulabo abayenza okomumkhathi kudlule kumbe abe-Minister of Agriculture, ama-RX officers. So khonapho umlimi uyabe elenye imibuzo, ngezinye izikhathi u-RX officer uyabe engakwazi ukuthi aphendule njani imibuzo yemlimi.
Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi eZimbabwe ziyavumelana ukuba kuqakathekile ukutholisa uzulu ikakhulu abalimi imfundiso eyaneleyo ngezokuguquka komkhathi. Inkampani ye-Transformative Communications Consultancy ithi iphakathi kohlelo lokukhuthaza uzulu ukuthi asebenzise amandla elanga awesola. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT umnumzana Douglas Munzura ubotshiwe namhla ngemva kokukhonona ngokuhlukuluzwa kukamongameli webandla lakhe le-MDCT umnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai emthethwandaba weHarare High Court lamhlanje. UTsvangirai ubesemthethwandaba kucala aletheswa ngumkhokheli webutho uColonel Christopher Mayoyo othi wangcoliswa igama lakhe lapho umnumzana Tsvangirai aze athi wayekhokhela udlakela phambilini kokhetho luka-2008 edolobheni leMasuingo. Ngalokho uMayoyo uthi ufuna ukuhlawulwa imali engangamadola zinkulungwane ezingamakhulu amahlanu $500,000. UTsvangirai uthe engena emthethwandaba amapholisa athi kumele aveze isithupha sakhe. UMunzura yena wathi yikumhlukumeza lokhu umnumzana Tsvangirai ngoba kungela muntu ongamaziyo. Kodwa amapholisa ahle amdumela ayamvalela esitokisini seHarare Central umnumzana uMunzura lapho kade elokhu ekhona sisiya emoyeni. Sixoxe lomsekeli wesikhulumeli saleli bandla uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo othi njengoba ukhetho selufika eduze, ibandla leZANU-PF kukhanya seliqalile ukuhlukuluza amalunga ebandla lakhe.
Kuyasidanisa ukubona amapholisa esebenzisa isandla esinzima entweni ezicacileyo, kambe shuwa umuntu angabotshelwa ukwazisa amapholisa ukuthi umuntu obizwe ekoti ubaba uTsvangirai wake waba ngu-prime minister welizwe laseZimbabwe, njalo lelungelo lokuthi ahlonitshwe nanxa angasesengu-prime minister. So umuntu angabotshelwa khonokho. loku sokukhombisa ukuthi izano ivele siqalisile umsebenzi wayo wokuthusela abalandeli bebandla lethu ngoba besazi ukuthi sesiya kukhetho sebedinga izindlela zokuthi babone ukuthi basenze sinenke ngokuthi sikhankasele ukuthi uZulu wasezimgobile.
Kanti vele kona emthethwandaba sekungenwa ngezithupha.
Hayi, kuqalise namuhla ngokuthi umuntu ade size emthethwandaba ngobaba uthangirayi. So bebedinga indlela zokuthi bamngcolise, bamlulaze, abe njengomuntu kazana. Lapho nginje songihlala ngingenile emakoti, akulalanga lapho engangabuzwa khona isithupha. So kuyindlela nje yokuthi bamlulaze nje. Apho ngumlengilengisa nje, batshengisele ukuthi bona banamandla.
Lo ngunkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli sebandla le-MDCT wekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi elizweni ziyavumelana ukuba sikhona isidingo sokutholisa uZulu ikakhulu abalimi imfundiso eyaneleyo ukuze bayizwisise lokuyixazulula imbiko ephezu komumo womkhathi. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Lokhu ngokunye kokuphume emhlanganweni wengcwethi zalolu hlangothi oluphathelene lomumo womkhathi kanye lokuguquka kwawo ezivele emazweni angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika owenzelwa ewetheleni yeMikkels owe-19th Southern Africa Regional Climate Outlook Forum, SACOF 19, Midterm Review and Update Draft Program. Lo mhlangano wenziwa ngaphansi kwesihloko sokubonisa phezu kokungenziwa ukulungiselela umonakalo ongadalwa ngumumo womkhathi kanye lokuguquka kwawo, lapho kuvezwe ukuba abalimi bengayethembi lokungayizwisisi imbiko ephathelene lokuguquka komkhathi kubangelwa ikusilela kolwazi. Kungakho uhulumende beqonqoselwa ukuba batholise lolu hlangothi imali yokuqhuba inhlelo ezigoqela ukutholisa abalimi imfundiso ngezomumo womkhathi. Omunye walezi ngcwethi ezingena lomhlangano wensuku ezimbili oqoqwe ngabe United Nations Development Fund, UNDP, umnumzana Benjamin Gwenda, isifundi esilungiselela ukuthatha izifundo ze-Masters in Agricultural Meteorology, uthi ziningi izizathu ezenza kube lokungathembani phakathi kwabo labalimi.
Ungakhangela information yethu uthi iza njani kubalimi, isuka kulabo abayenza okomumo womkhathi kudlule kumbe abe-Minister of Agriculture, ama-RX officers. So khonapho umlimi uyabe elenye imibuzo, ngezinye izikhathi u-RX officer uyabe engakwazi ukuthi aphendule njani imibuzo yemlimi.
Ethi kuqakathekile ukwenda ukuthi uhulumende abele lolu hlangothi imali eyanelayo yokuqhuba umsebenzi ukuze luvinjwe udubo lokusilela kokudla elizweni, hathi ukugijigijima sokonakele njengalokho osekusenzakala manje.
Okunye kwakhona okusibambayo yikuthi ungakhangela ezinye indawo elizweni lethu azibambi iradio kumbe i-television. Umumo womkhathi iyafika khona but iyafika usuphuzile, njengoba yinto eyabikhulunywe namhla omnye umuntu ezayithola phambi kwakusasa. So vele izinto sezitshintshile, okwakhulunywayo lalokho esekukhona namhlanje kuchiya. So abantu bayasesithano lapha kwaqamba amanga.
Umnumzana Excellent Hachileka obona ngezokuhlelwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni ye-UNDP laye ugcizelela ekuthini uhulumende abe leziqondiso ezicacileyo zokusebenza kwalolu hlangothi.
We have not developed that trust within our institutions whereby we can...
Asikabi lazo indlela ezizakwenza ukuthi uZulu asithembe kunhlangothi zethu zonke, okufana lokwazisa uZulu ukuthi athathe amanyathelo okwehlisa inani lezifuyo zakhe. Kusese labantu abenelisa ukuzithenga bathole inzuzo. Lukhona ulwazi esilupha uZulu kodwa lungamguquli. Lokhu kusitsho ukuba kukhona okusilelayo.
Ingcwethi ezingena lomhlangano ziyavumelana ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi ohulumende emazweni asemhlubulweni wangezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika aqakathekise umsebenzi owenziwa yilezi nhlangothi ezibona ngezomkhathi lokuziphathisa ngazo zonke indlela, ikakhulu imali yokuqhuba inhlolisiso kanye lokusabalalisa ulwazi ngokuguquka komkhathi ukuze zabelane labalimi baluzwisise lolu daba kuqedwe ukungathembani okukhona okwamanje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Inhloko kahulumende wakule Japan umnumzana Shinzo Abe unqome kakhulu umongameli Robert Mugabe esithi ngumkhokheli olohlonzi ohlonitshwa emhlabeni jikelele. Lokhu kuphuma emhlanganweni owenziwe ngababili laba khonale kwele Japan lapho Mugabe ayethekelele khona. Umgabe uthe amazwe omabili ayavumelana endabeni zokuthi uhlangothi lwezomvikela enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations Security Council kumele luguqulwe.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kHz. Lilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-intanethi kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Inhlanganiso yabafundi izinaso ithi yamukela ngenjabulo ukusungulwa kwekliniki ekhangelane lokuphathisa abafundi abaphila legcikwane le-HIV eMidland State University. Iklinika le ivulwe inhlanganiso ye-National AIDS Council kumalanga asanda kwedlula. Ikolishi leli ngelinye lamakolishi abikwa elenani eliphezulu labafundi abaphila legcikwane le-HIV. Abafundi abaningi kakhulu abesifazane babikwa besiya emacansini mahlayana labesilisa ngoba befuna imali yokuziphilisa. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele ngcwethi kwezampilakahle njalo osanda gqiba izifundo zokuba ngudokotela ekolitshini le-University of Zimbabwe unkosazana Annette Moyo.
Emakolishini engingathi mina ama new transmissions andile kakhulu emakolishini and bekuyikuzitshela amanga ukuthi singayilukhangela udaba nalolo siluvume sibe sesilu address. And I think the step that the National AIDS Council has taken linyathelo elihle kakhulu ngoba linyathelo elivumayo ukuthi uhlupho lula. Njalo kuyenzwe i-research kwatholakala ukuthi uhlupho yiluphi njalo luyihlupho olunganani babe sebengena to address that. And that is very important ngenxa yokuthi ungakhangela lapha esikhona ngendlela eselapha ngayo i-HIV. Ama-ARVs are the central pillar of i-management i-HIV. Xa kathesa umuntu engatholakala ele-HIV angitshwe ama-ARVs siyabe singayenzanga i-justice. Ngingathi mina kuyabe kuyikudinaya umuntu of i-right yakhe. So ngibona ngani inyathelo eliyenziwe i-National AIDS Council linyathelo elihle kakhulu.
Nxa sikhangela udaba lokuthi abantu abaphila legciwane le-HIV basakhangelelwa phansi kwezinye inhlangothi, awuboni yini kusiba lohlupho ekuthini abafundi baphumele egcekeni badinge uncedo ekliniki le eMidland State University?
Ngiza kubuyisele emuva ngesikhathi siqalisa ukubona uhlupho lwe-HIV lapha elizweni ngabo 1990 kusiyangena kubo 2000, i-stigma ibibahile in the community, umuntu bengakwanisi ukuthi akhululeke angene esibhedlela okwaziwayo ukuthi selapha abantu abale-HIV, kodwa in the community we've won. Now I understand ukuthi e-college kumbe university is a small community, a closed community, okokuthi nxa ongasuka umuthi mina ngilayo uya kwazakala ngumuntu wonke ilanga lingakatshoni. Kodwa in the same way that we won in the community, I think we can also win and defeat stigma in the colleges ngokwenza okumele kwenziwe, because okumele kwenziwe kumele kwenziwe.
Hello ke ngunkosazana Annette Moyo ingcwethi kwezempilakahle ubexoxa ecingweni lontungameli Nkomo ekobulawayo.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe the connection namuhla sikhangela ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-HIV ezikolo zemfundo yaphezulu okubikwazo kubhahile kulezi nsuku. Nxa lifuna ukungena kulolu hlelo lisazise ngokusithumela incwajana nge-WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Inombolo njalo 001-202-465-0318. 0800 465 0318. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection lilami untungameli Nkomo lomunye wami utatenda gumbo.
Inkampani ye-Transformative Communications Consultancy ithi iphakathi kohlelo lokukhuthaza uzulu ukuthi asebenzise amandla awelanga awesola. Linkampani ithi lanxa iningi likhathazeka ngokuswelakala kwamandla kagetsi awezesa, ikakhulu emaphandleni, uzulu ulakho ukusebenzisa amandla esola, kodwa uhulumende kaphathisi ngoba ibhadalisa imithelo kulabo abayabe bethenga ama-solar panels asetshenziswa ekuphendleni amandla kagetsi ngalolu hlobo. Sixoxele sikhulumeli salinhlanganiso umnumzana uSenis Banda ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Kumnyaka ka-2016 sikhangela ukuqhubekela phambili, singena emalokitshini, singena ezindaweni lapho okungalamagetsi khona emakhaya, sincedisa abantu ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi yiziphi izibane ezikhona ezingasetshenziswa nxa umuntu ethatha-ke ilanga elisebenzisa njengamagetsi, njalo lokuthi nxa umuntu efaka emzini wakhe kungaba yintengo engakanani. Ngakho thina siphakathi kokukhulumisana le kampani enkulu kakhulu eseGoli, angisoze ngiyiqambe ibizo layo ngoba lokhu sisakhulumisana. Ebesifuna ukuthi siyilethe ngapha eZimbabwe, sisaqalisa ngakoBulawayo, sisebenzelane layo ukuze sizame ukungenisa indaba le yamagetsi phakathi kwemizi. Ikakhulu siyananzelela ukuthi kulezi ndawo ezingalamagetsi ezinjengabo Country Park, indawo esanda ukwakhiwa, njalo kube khona abantu abahlala emakhaya eduze lakoBulawayo okumele ukuthi ngabe banamagetsi abalawo. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe ngenxa yokuthi bayabamba i-US dollar lamarandi, kuba lula ukuthi-ke bekwanise ukuthenga-ke lezi zinto ezesola. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi uhulumende nangokwakhe ubesethe akusavunyelwa ukuthi umuntu asebenzise atshise abilise amanzi ngamagetsi, kodwa kumele asebenzise isola. Ngakho sibona kulesikhala lapha nasebhizinisi.
Yikhona yini imizamo eyenziwayo ukuthi kube le sola layo encane engenelisa ukuthengwa nguZulu mahlayana?
Well, kukabili. Okokuqala yikuthi singaba labantu abaningi abathenga isola, kuthi ukuthi intengo izayehla iye phansi. Ngakho ngumsebenzi thina ebesiwenza lo mnyaka owedluleyo ka-2015, sizama ukuthi bebe baningi, esingathi ngesilungu ukuqhelisa umkambo wabantu abangakwanisi ukuthenga ke lisola. Yimsebenzi besiwenza, besiwenza size sidinge sahlanganelana labantu abanjengabo Albert Nyathi, sisenza imfanekiso, sisenza imidlalo ukwenzela ukuthi kube baningi abantu abazakwanisa ukuthenga lisola. Okwesibili, kuyakwaniseka ukuthi intengo le yehle nxa singakwanisa ukuthi sixhumane lamakhampani ayiwo avele elungisa lisola. Into esizama ukuyenza kathesi, amakhampani amaningi lapha eZimbabwe abela ethenge komunye umuntu oyabela ethenge komunye umuntu. Ngakho into eqakathekileyo ukuthi siqumeke abantu ababaphakathi kwekhampani le esifuna ukuthi sifinyelele kiyo ukuze sikwanise ukuhoda kuchiphe. Ngakho ngalesi sikhathi ngikhuluma kanje, kade ngikhuluma ngale ikhampani yeGoli, akhona amanye amakhampani aseGoli, akhona amanye amakhampani akhona le e-Europe, abe kwanisa ukuthi alethe isola eqinileyo okokuthi abantu umuntu uyakwanisa sibili ukuyisebenzisa okweminyaka engakwanisa 15 to 20 years ungazange utshintshe.
Kulabantu yini abasola ukusetshenziswa kwesola njengokubona kwakho?
Hayi, udubo belukhona yikuthi okokuqala uhulumende yikho nje laba abenhlanganiso ezizimele zodwa. Kuqakathekile ukuthi kuqhutshekwe phambili kukhankasa ukuthi uhulumende kakhiphe-ke i-tax ayichajayo nxa izinto lezinjena eZimbabwe ngenxa ukuthi kugcina kudula. So into eqakathekile ukuthi uhulumende yena kakhiphe i-tax ethi yena kuzo zonke izinto ezithengwayo ezesola akumelanga kube le-tax. Ngokuqala. Okwesibili, siyananzelela ukuthi okunye ukuswela ulwazi. Abantu abaningi lapha eZimbabwe abakwazi ukuthi kule ndlela umuntu angathola khona ugetsi ngesola ethiphileyo. Udubo olukhona ukuthi abanye abantu ade bethenga isola evelela ikakhulu ngale eChina ibi singasahlali isikhathi eside.
Hello-ke ngumnumzana uSenis Banda, isikhulumeli senhlanganiso ye-Transformative Communications Consultancy, ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Uhlangothi olubona ngezokhetho lweZimbabwe Electoral Commission selusungule uhlelo lokusebenzisa usiba oluveza ukuba usuvotile ngenyanga ezayo ukukhetho oluza kwenziwa kumakhansili ebubi Binga, Tshiretsi kunye leVungu. Unompumelelo Moyo usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekoBulawayo.
Abathe baxoxisana lomsakazo weStudio 7 koBulawayo baveze imbono ehlukileyo ngalolu hlelo, abanye belusola, abanye njalo beluthakazelela olwezekhi lokusebenzisa usiba oluveza ukuba umuntu usevotile, njengoba amazwe abalisa iSouth Africa, iAngola, iZambia, iNamibia kunye leSeychelles sebelusebenzisa. Omunye wamakhosikazi akoBulawayo odume ngokukhankasela amalungelo abaphila ngokuthengisa, unkosikazi Barbara Mukasa ubike ukuba uma amazwe abalisa iSouth Africa aselusebenzisa usiba lolu, kulungile ukuba iZimbabwe ilusebenzise, njalo omama abathengisa kunye loZulu jikelele kumele aziswe kabanzi ngalolu siba ukuze kungabi lokuxokozela kundaba zokhetho.
Athi Zimbabwe nxa kungavumakala abantu kabafundise ngawo, besiqhubeke ngawo ukuze kube lama-changes, lama-reforms ona lawo esakhangelele ukuthi yenziwe, kungabi lokuqila nxa kusuka lama-elections.
Osakhulayo owake waphatheka ekuhloleni ukuvota kukhetho oludlule eCholocho North, ovame ukukhankasela amalungelo abasakhulayo, uMichael Ndiweni, yena uthi usiba lolu lulungile, kodwa yena ebefisa ukuba uhulumende asebenzise uhlelo lwakulezi insuku olwe-biometric obeluzahuga ontanga ukuba baphatheke ekuvoteni.
Mina njengomuntu osakhulayo ngibona ngani imizamo le ezekhe ukuthi bayintroduce indelebu ink ingayehlisa ye ntshontsha kokhetho, kodwa bengifisa ukuthi ngabe bayintroduce into enjenge-biometric voting ezayenza ontanga bagijime ngoba i-ICT based. In as much as inganceda, kodwa ngiyasola ngoba ngiyazibuza ukuthi kulo mhlometho konganani lokho kwenziwe umnyaka ephele abantu ade hambe siyageza khona i-ink, asozigezeke yini layo naleyi iwumbuze ngilapho.
Unobhala wenhlanganiso yebhethu likaZulu uMnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo, yena uchaze ukuba uyalwamukela uhlelo lwezekhi noma nje elokusola, ngoba ukusebenzisa uhlelo olutsha akuvimbeli ukuqilibezela ekuvoteni.
Indelivery ink le yabakhuluma ngayo, I think ingabe i-right, but ngezizathu zokuthi ukhetho luhlala lutshontshiwe, akula mntu ozabakwazi ukuthi ayijayelekanga. Why list bekule nto ye-biometric abantu odwa sebekhulume ngayo kakhulu, alubana yiyo njani esetshenziswayo, ngoba leyi ipilot ukuthi kuyahlala ku-introduce izinto ezintsha kuze kuyofika now about 17 months before ulokozela u-2018 umnyaka ukhetho, kuloke akukabi clear ukuthi yiphi into esizayisebenzisa. So ngabe kulento yodwa ecacayo, but le ndelebre inki manza ukuthi izanjani izahlupha indawo eziningi, ngoba kula muntu okwaziyo ukuthi njani isebenza njani.
Izekhi ikhuphe imibiko othi uma umzamo wokubona ukuthi usiba lokukhomba ukuba uvotile luzaba lempumela enhle ngemva kokhetho lwenyanga ezayo, balakho ukulusebenzisa kukhetho luka-2018. Ngimele iStudio 7 yikoBulawayo, ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo lwe The Connection sikhangela udubo lokusabalala kokuthelelana kwegcikwane lengculaza kwabasakhulayo emakolitshini. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano beMelika lamanye amazwe omhlaba, uMnumzana John Kerry, unikeze isicoco somvuzo wenhlonipho kwabesifazane abalitshumi lani abavela emazweni omhlaba ese-International Women of Courage Award lamhlanje. Isizalwane sakwele Egypt esithumbe indizamchina sabamba ngamandla umtshayeli ukuma kwele Cyprus sicine sizinikele emapholiseni lamhlanje kulandela ukukhulumisana kwesikhathi eside. Leyo balaleli iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC.
When we bow, silale ma when we bow, silale ma when we bow.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sixoxa ngenyanga ezivela eMalawi lamanye amazwe ezithi zilakho ukulungisa abesilisa ababathwele nzima emacansini lokuthi umuntu athole isithandwa ngesikhatshana. Inyanga lezi zibikwa ukuthi zifaka imilayezelo kumaphephandaba nxa zidinga abantu abagulayo. Kwenzakalani emphakathini? Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, ake sizwe umnumzana Nicholas Moyo, omunye wabaqondisi kuhlangothi lukahulumende lwe-Rural Development Promotion and Preservation of National Culture and Heritage, exoxa lo Kips Dube we-Studio 7.
Uyafika edolobheni abantu befakile amabhakani be-advertiser ukuthi bona bayanceda induku esezingasatshayiyo, bayanceda ukuthi abantu bathole inzalo, bayanceda izinto ezinjalo njalo. So iside yokuqala uthola kungabantu esingathi zinyanga ze advertiser. Ku side yesibili uthole laba bathi bangama profit labo be advertiser. Into evela ikhona kuyikuthi esikweni into esiyaziyo ukuthi inyanga ibinga advertise, ibingazithengisi, ibithengiswa ngumsebenzi wayo. Abantu bebesithi izolo babe yiba bathi mina ngancedwa ngoba into lezi bezikhuluma emadalo mba abantu bexoxisana bengabo baba. Uze umuntu esithi hayi mina ndohlupho olunje ukuthi hayi ngancedwa ngumgatheni. Umuntu aphumayo kugatheni mgatheni afika amncedile. Ngaleyo ndlela kwakubenza abahlale belani belabantu abakhulumisana labo. Kodwa sokulamasela sevuthi, sokulamantu abadinga imali, sokungumsebenzi, sokuyibhizimusi. Ukuthi ungabathola bathi sebasila endaweni ezinjalo abaningi asibatholi, sesibabala emanyuziphepheni. Abantu sebebophisene, umuntu sebophisa inyanga ngoba yambhadalisa imoda, yambhadalisa lokho. Kuyinto eluhlazo kakhulu njalo engaboniyo ukuthi iyadingakala ukuthi abantu babe beyiphakamisa kumbe bemthetho nje bakulandelele, singamelele ukuthi abantu baze balwisane sebeqilibezene.
Pho-ke kwezamasiko khonapho linalikubamba njani izinto kunje?
Into yokuqala ukuthi sinanzelele ukuthi iyalokhu zentweni zamasiko. Sesile ministry eZimbabwe khathesi esikhangela esithi Ministry of Rural Development, Promotion and Preservation of National Culture and Heritage. Sihlanganisa ke izinto eziningi eziqondana lezinduna lento zamasiko. Into esikhathazayo kakhulu ukuthi ngoba umhlaba siwavumela ukuthi abantu bevela kwamanye amazwe belethe ezinye izinto phakathi kwabo. Ngaleyo ndlela usuthola abantu abavela kwamanye amazwe besiba yibo ababuya bezoqalisa ukuthengisa imisebenzi yabo engaka. Kodwa uhulumende uzama ukuthi khona lokhu kuqalise khathesi ukuthi kuqondiswe, kube nemithetho ezaqondisa lezo zinto. Ngoba imithetho yamasiko ivele iphume emasikweni abantu. Sithi singavikela njani, singalonda kanjani amasiko abantu mhlawumbe besindebelele. Ukuthi nxa ingenelwa ngabantu abavela kwezinye izizwe besithi bona bayelapho kunje lokunje, sivikele kanjani? Esintwini sakithi umuntu uvele uyathengisa esitaradini yini? Ngezinye zezinto ngizakutshela ukuthi umuntu angaya mhlawumbe kobulawayo khathesi. Obulawayo selibhutshelwe, kumele liyebeka umuntu wena ofileyo liyemgcina emangcwabeni. Isithu ofulawayo ihlilitshele ukuthi thina ngasibhukha imingcwabo emangcwabeni akobulawayo, umngcwabo wokucina siwubhukha ngo-11:30 ngalesinye. So lusiko lwendawo ngoba esindebeleni umuntu vele kabekwa ngemva kwemini.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nicholas Moyo, umqondisi kuhlangothi lukahulumende lwe-Rural Development Promotion and Preservation of National Culture and Heritage, obekhuluma lo Gibbs Dube Studio 7 eseHarare kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu. isikhathi kasavuma ukuba siqhubeke sisonke kodwa singakehlukani. Ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba kade silazo lamhlanje. Unobhala jikelele webandla le-MDCT uMnumzana Douglas Monzora ubotshiwe lamhla ngemva kokukhonona ngokuhlukuluzwa kamongameli webandla lakhe uMnumzana Morgan Tsvangirai. Ingcwethi kwezomumo womkhathi eZimbabwe ziyavumelana ukuba kuqakathekile ukutholisa uZulu ikakhulu abalimi imfundiso eyaneleyo ngokuguquka komkhathi. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisa igama nguChris Gande. Lilale.